Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Igeres HaTshuva of Rabbeinu Yona, Part 4. Os Nun Gimel. Asher la'odom shiyehei libo torod be'asaka b'Shabbos. It's forbidden for a person's heart to be bothered with his dealings on Shabbos. Ava b'isha amru Chazal, even though Chazal said in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kof Nun Amar Aleph, Dibur Asher, hear her mutter, that speech is forbidden on Shabbos, but thoughts are permitted. If thinking about those things brings a person to be bothered in his heart, or it brings him to have some types of worries, then it's prohibited. As the Pasuk in Shmos Perecha Pasuk Tet says, and you have done all of your work. The Mechilta says, that all your work has to be in your eyes viewed as if it was all done. They shouldn't even think about doing your work. So too we say in the davening of Mincha, Menuchas Shalom, Hashkev Avetach, it's a rest of peace and tranquility and being guaranteed. Menuchas Shleima Sha'ata Rotzeva, and it's a complete rest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires. And in benching we say, that there shouldn't be any pain or anguish or grief on the day of our rest. Os nun David. Al yasok adam bedibrei batala b'Shabbos. A person shouldn't be involved in idle things on Shabbos. Ela ye'aneg es ha'Shabbos lasok b'Torah. He should enjoy the Shabbos by learning Torah. O b'mikra, o b'medrash, whether it's chumash or medrashim, o b'halachos, o b'gemara, or whether it's learning halachos or learning gemara. Shekach omru chazal, this is what chazal said, b'medrash, in the medrash. V'nosnu tam ledavar, and they gave a reason for it. Shlo ninna Shabbos ela dugma shel olam haba. The Shabbos was given to us as a paradigm, as an ideal for what Olam Haba is like. Shenemar as a pasuk in Yoel, Perek Beis Pasuk Chavav says, V'achatem achol v'savoa, that you will eat till you have eaten and you're satisfied. V'hilaltem as Shem Hashem, you will praise the name of Hashem Elokeichem. Asher osa imachem l'hafli, that did such wondrous things for you. Os nun hei, osa l'hadlik v'lasos shum melacha b'motzei Shabbos, it's forbidden to light a candle or to do any type of work on Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, afilu b'chatzos halayla, even at midnight, ad sheyavdil, o ad sheyismal, until a person either does havdalah or he davens ma'ariv at night. Os nun vav, keshem she'asher levasher v'lefos miyom tov l'chol, just like it's forbidden to cook from or bake from yontiv for a weekday, kach asher levasher v'lefos miyom tov echad liyontiv sheni, so too is prohibited to cook on one day of yontiv or bake for another day of Yontif. Asher lefos b'tanurim gedolim b'yom tov, it's forbidden to cook in large ovens on Yontif, ela hapashu tzarech bo b'yom, he can only cook the bread that he needs for that day. Shlo etiru chazal lefos yosem min atzarech, chazal did not allow us to cook more than what we need. Ela b'tanur kota mimnei shehapas nefa yofa, only in a little oven, where the bread gets cooked better b'shar shehatanur molei, when the oven is full. Kvei shetispazer halava, in order for the heat to spread out and not burn the actual bread, that's when it's permitted to cook more bread to fill the oven. But if a large oven, there's no need to fill it up with bread. And not only that, but if you fill it up too much, it'll cool off and won't cook well. The second thing is, Tanurim gedolim shebeir, the large ovens in the city, im einam mismalim min apas shel Yisrael, harehim mismalim min apas shanachem. If the large ovens don't get filled with bread from the Jewish people, it will fill up either way from the non-Jewish people's bread. Ve'im Yisrael ofe yosef mimashu tzarech bo vayom, and if a Jew cooks or bakes more than what he needs for that day, nimtza ofe shelolo tzarech, so he's doing that cooking, that baking, for no purpose. Os nun zayin. Osir limrot bo biyom tov, it's forbidden to pull the feathers out of the neck of a bird in order to do shechita on Yontif. Rather, you would have to do that on Erev Yontif. Somebody who takes the feathers out of a bird on Yontif, afilu biyad, even if he does it by hand, that is an av malacha on Shabbos or Yontif. Like the Gemara says in Bechoros, daf chaf hei. Os nun ches. You're not allowed to decrease the oil that is in the candle before Yontif, when it's on Yontif. And you can't empty the oil from one candle into another candle as long as it's still lit. And if that candle has two wicks in it, you're not allowed to remove one wick from that location in order for you to light with that wick in another location. And you're not allowed to twine or spin the wicks together on Yontif. And the women should be cautious and be careful to twine together the wicks that they will need for Yontif to do it before Yontif. It's forbidden to do work on Chol HaMoed from the Torah. Except for the few malachos, the few works that Chazal said are allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, as it is explained in the Gemara. Damru Chazal say in the Gemara Makos, Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, Hamavaza es Hamoados, Ki Ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. Somebody who disgraces the Moados, Yom Tovim, Chol HaMoed specifically, is as if he did Avodah Zarah. Shenemar as opposed to Gnishmos, Lamed Aleph Yud Ches says, Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmor. You have to guard the Chag HaMatzos Pesach. Vasomelcho, and nearby it says, in the Pesach Yud Zayin, Elohei Masecha Lo Sasalecha. You can't make for yourself an image of a god. Upirish Rabbeinu Shmuel B'Psachim, and Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam in Psachim, explains on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Megam Rashi Zal Meseches Makos, and so too Rashi in Meseches Makos, Perek Elohein Alokin, Daf Chav Gimel, Hamavaza Es Hamo'ados She'usem Malocha B'chol HaShemoy. They explain that that passage in Chazal, when it says if you embarrass or disgrace the Mo'ados, that's referring to somebody who does Malocha on Chol HaMoed, Umizeh HaKosov, As Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, Dorshu Meseches Chagiga, and from this pasuk of Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, they have to guard the Chag HaMatzos, Chazal Darshan, the Meseches Chagiga, Daf Yod Ches. Also, Lasos Malacha B'Chol HaShemoed, that it's forbidden to do work, Malacha on Chol HaMoed. But also, Lasos Chora, you're not allowed to do business, O Halva, or lending money, O Revach, or to make profit, B'Chol HaShemoed, on Chol HaMoed. O Samech. Also, Lasos Shum Hora, Bein Bedin, Bein Be'Isser Beheter, Acher She'ocha B'Shosa. You're not allowed to give any teachings, any rulings, whether in things of Beis Din's matters or Isser V'Heter, after eating and drinking. Shekach Omer Chazal, this is what Chazal say in the Gemara in Erevin, Samech Dalar Min Aleph, Hashos Revias Yayin Al Yoreh. If somebody drinks a Revias of wine, he should not give judgment. Vim Shosa Yosem Revias, and if he drank more than that, Ava Pi Shu Mozug, even if it's diluted with water, Al Yoreh. He shouldn't teach a practicing din. The Hamora over Balav, and if somebody does, then he's violating an Isser in the Torah. Shenemar is a Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud, Pasuk Tes says, Yayin v'sheicher al teisht, don't drink wine or beer. Uchsiv, and it says in the Pasuk, Ulahavdil bein hakodesh v'bein hachol, and to distinguish between something that is sanctified and something that is mundane, u'bein hatameh v'bein hatorah, something that is impure and pure, ulahoros as b'nei Yisrael, and to teach rulings to b'nei Yisrael, as kol hachukim, all of the statutes. And this is what Chazal say again in Seder Kodshim. O Samach Aleph, Hamak as Chavero over Bishnei Lovin. Somebody who hits his friend violates two different Isurim. Shinemar, as the Pasuk in Devarim Chaf Hei Gimel says, Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef Begomer. The Pasuk says you should not give lashes. When you have to give lashes to somebody, you cannot do more than what you are obligated to, because if you did, then you're bearing sin. And any time that it says Hishomer, Pen, or Al, any of those languages, Harezeh below Sasa, that is included in Alav, that's in Isser. And here it says Lo Yosef and Pen Yosef, two Isurim. O Samach Beis, Mechain Hamaka es Ishto over Bishnei Lovin. Somebody who hits his wife also violates two Isurim. Imlo Sheyaka Osa Kadejo Chicha Al Avera, unless he's hitting her to reprove her or rebuke her for doing an Avera. O Samach Gimel. Hamerim Yor al Chavero Nikro Rosha Mishas HaRamas HaYod. Somebody who lifts his hand to hit his friend is called a Rosha from the time that he lifts his hand. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Shmos Perek Beis, Pasuk Yigimel says, Vayomar la Rosha, Lama Saka Reyecha. That Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jew who's hitting his fellow Jew, why are you hitting him? And he called him a Rosha. Lama Hikisa Lo Nemar, why did you hit him? It didn't say. Ela Lama Saka, why will you hit him? He didn't yet hit him. O Samach Dalet. It is forbidden for a person to speak one thing in his mouth and have another thing in his heart. Shenemar, as a pasuk in Tehillim, Lamed Daled Yud Daled says, Nitzor Lashon Chamera, you have to guard your mouth from evil, usfasecha midaber mirma, and from your mouth, from speaking deceitfully. V'asher la'adam lignov das habrios, it's forbidden for a person to trick the minds of people, v'afilu daito shokuzi, even to trick the mind of an anju. O samachay, b'chor behema tahora, the firstborn of a kosher animal, b'zman hazeh, in our days, asher ba'achila u'v'hana, is forbidden to eat it or get benefit from it, ad she'ibol b'mum, until it gets a blemish. V'asher la'hatol b'mum, and its asher is forbidden to instill in it a blemish. And somebody who does put a blemish on it, over Balav, he's violating an Isser. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kom mum lo yiyebo. Any blemish should not be in it. Bekarinan be, Kom mum lo yiyebo. And we call on this person, Kom mum lo yiyebo. Any blemish shouldn't be on the animal. Ukushiyipo bo mum, and if he does put a blemish on it, Yitneno le kohen, le shokhto lo ochlo. He has to give it to a kohen to slaughter it and to eat it. Bekohen yochel le haachil mimeno le Yisrael. And a kohen is allowed to feed from the meat to a Jewish person. Ezehu mum, what is considered a blemish, shabachor nishchar alav, that you can shecht, you can slaughter a bachor, a firstborn animal, because of that blemish. Kegom mumin gedolim b'nikar makol, for example, blemishes that are very large and are very recognizable to everybody. Kegon nikta ayado v'nishra raglo nismiseno, for example, if its arm was cut off, or its leg was broken, or its eye was blinded. Nisariv habachor kodim shenofo b'mum b'meya behemos. If before a firstborn, a bechor, got a blemish, it got mixed in with other animals, even 100 animals, ve'in makirin eiza ha-bechor, and you don't know which one is the bechor, which one's the firstborn animal, kula nasuros me-mechira u-benesina. They're all forbidden to sell or to give as gifts. Shotfos goy poteres min ha-bechorah. The halacha is that a partnership with a goy, if you have a partnership on a firstborn animal, then it doesn't have this halacha of a bechor. Hagoy eno kona bekasef elu b'mashicha. A non-Jew can only acquire with mashicha, pulling the item, and not with a kenyan kasef, not with acquiring with money. But tzarech she is kavin hagoy limshoch l'das kenia. And when the guy acquires it, he needs to have in mind that he is pulling it along to acquire it. O samech vav, peter chomer shel Yisrael, the firstborn donkey of a Jew, bizman hazeh osher behana. Nowadays, it is forbidden to get pleasure from. To get any benefit from it, until you redeem it for a sheep. Afilu kol shehu, even whatever it's worth. And for other things, it would have to be the paying the value of the firstborn donkey, and you give that redemption money to a kohen. O samach zayin. Omer Chazal say, she'aporek ol, that somebody who takes off upon himself the yoke of heaven, min ha-rashoim ha-gmurim, he is in the category of complete rashoim. Ubechlal haporigol, included in undoing the burden of heaven upon yourself, is haomer akayin kol haTorah zulasi achas mina mitzvos. Even if he says, I will fulfill all of the Torah except for one of the mitzvos. Levishalom lemduni rabosai oleha, because I wasn't taught about it. Lo hergalti minu urai lehizarba, I wasn't raised up to be cautious from that. Osha'in nizharim bnei ba anshei hamakomi, or if he says that the people in my place are not cautious about that. Because how could a servant tell his master, I like to do these works, but not that work? And Chazal call a person like this, Meshumer, somebody who has changed his belief. Tanya, as the Gemara says, the Braisa brings down Mechulin, Daf Dalaram Abbas, Hakol Shochtin, Vafilu Kusi, anybody could do Shechita, could do slaughtering, even a Kusi, Vafilu Aral, even somebody who is not circumcised, Vafilu Yisrael Meshumer, even a Jew who has gone away from his beliefs. V'nizbo'er b'gemara, ki'inyan mashumad haniska b'braisa, hu mashumad l'dover echod, that the braisa over there, the Gemara explains, is referring to specifically when he was gone away from even one of his beliefs. V'olav nemar, on him the Pasuk says, in Devarim, chav zayin chavav, arar asher lo yakim es divrei ha-Torah azos, cursed is a person who does not uphold the words of this Torah. Peshar adover, the balance between this is, that this person did not accept upon himself all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And if somebody goes up again and returns to one of the averos, even if he does it 100 times, it's as if he's doing 100 different averos. Chazal say in the Gemara Makos, im amru l'nazir al tishta yayin v'ushose, if people tell a nazir not to drink wine and he goes ahead and drinks the wine, he's obligated for each action that he does to go drink wine. Umasha Kosov in the Pasuk that says in Koheles Zayin Chaf, Ki Odom Ein Sadi Ba'aris Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechto, that there is not one person in this world who is a complete righteous person and will not do any sin. Chalila LaTzadik Lifrog Me'olov O Mitzvah Achas. Chas V'Sholom should a tzadik take off of himself the responsibility of even doing one mitzvah. Aber hu nizhar b'mitzvos elef pa'amim. He's cautious on mitzvos 1,000 times over. Upa'amim asher yekoshel b'pa'am, and occasionally he will stumble in it. V'hizvodeh asher chota alea v'yoshev al Hashem v'yirachameihu. He should confess that which he did sin and do tshuva to Hashem, and Hashem will have mercy upon him. Os samaches. Chayiv adam liftos es b'no ha-bachor. A person has to redeem his firstborn son. Bein be'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael. Veliti in the Kohen chamesh shloim, and to give to the Kohen to redeem him 5 shloim. Ve'ein ha-Kohen rashai likach mimenu kli sheshava sela echad. A Kohen has no allowance to take from the person an item that is worth 1 sela, velomar shava etzlo chamesh shloim, and to say that it's worth to him 5 sela. Ela im hu nechbod v'derach ha-nechbodim likach ha-kli v'yoker, unless he is a very honored type person, and it is the norm for an honored type person to take such a utensil for a very expensive price. Even if he particularly doesn't necessarily need that item. It's 12.5 of the Prishish coins. And 4 coins, 4 dinarim of Prishish coins. It's worth 5 dinar of Nornishish coins. This is what we have a Masorah from Rashi. The Chayav Adam Liftos has Beno, a person is obligated to redeem his son. And if his father did not redeem him, when he becomes a good gadol, when he becomes of age, he shall redeem himself. A Kohen is allowed to return the 5 shloim that he got after he received it. But the Yisrael who gives the money to the Kohen has to know and commit 100% to give it to him as a complete gift. He shouldn't have the intention that the Kohen will return it to him. And if he made a condition with the Kohen that he's giving it to him as a gift on condition that it's returned, it works. But it's forbidden to do this to begin with. Somebody who benches Birchas Hamazon after eating, he needs to wash his hands before he makes the bracha. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Zayin says, "V'his kadashtem v'isim kadoshim." V'his kadashtem means elumayim rishonim. You have to sanctify yourself. That's with the water before eating a meal. V'isim kadoshim, and you should be holy. Elumayim achronim. That's referring to the mayim achronim, the water after eating, as the Gemara Brachos Nun Gimel Amud Beis explains. Umayim achronim halalu shem achar achila. The kodim bracha, and this after waters that are after the eating and before benching, a notlin agabe karka, you can't wash onto the ground, ela agabe kelim okinsa, either onto a utensil or onto wood chips. Os ayin, mitzvah lomar be'erev parsha tzav, it's a mitzvah to say towards evening the parsha of tzav, kamosha mitzvah lomar boboker, just like it's a mitzvah to say it in the morning, lefishi hatamid hayakari ben arbaim kamosha hayakari mishachar. Because just like the Korban Tumah was brought in the morning, it was brought in the afternoon as well. And you start from the words Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Tzavis Bnei Israel, etc. Ad v'chinesko ta'asa ishei reyak nichoach l'Hashem. Until those final words. Osayin Aleph. Hakari v'sefer Torah b'veis haknesas omer. Somebody who reads from the Sefer Torah in Shul, he says, Baruch es Hashem ha'avorach, the kol ram in a loud voice. And the ones who hear it, they respond after him saying, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach Le'olam Vo'ed. Kishem Shehamavarach Birchas HaMozen Onen Acharov, V'hu On Acharim, just like if somebody makes Birchas HaMozen, he benches, both the one leading the benching and the ones responding have a response back and forth to each other.